Now, I want to go back 10 years when I asked a right royal question of the then Howard government. It was a couple of years before the Queen's 80th birthday, and she turned 80 back in 2006. And I asked why the Australian taxpayers were giving more than $250,000 to an avowed monarchist named Jim Frecklington. And Mr. Frecklington is a talented craftsman. He made the old, I was afraid, the old royal raver David Flint look like a Republican. But Mr. Frecklington decided, off his own bat, to give the Queen a birthday present, a new royal coach resplendent in history, a horse-drawn carriage featuring gold and jewels and shards of timber from the Mary Rose and from other historic ships, and I think even from the Houses of Parliament. Now, a coachmaker by trade, which in itself is a rare breed, Mr. Frecklington was passionate about his project. He was so enthusiastic that he persuaded John Howard, the then Prime Minister, to contribute $245,000 of your money to the project. The trouble was, the costs blew out, Mr. Frecklington's coach building took longer than expected, and Her Majesty's 80th birthday came and went without the four-wheel present. Now, every year or so, Senator John Faulkner asks questions about it at Senate Estimates Committee meetings, without much success. And at one stage, I remember, the coach went mysteriously missing. Now, it has turned out that no member of the Howard government or any following government has actually seen the royal carriage. There are photos of it, and it looks resplendent. I'm told some people paid an entry fee at one stage to inspect it. But as the years passed, the only person still committed to the project was the coachmaker, Mr. Frecklington. The federal government declined under Prime Minister Rudd to provide an RAAF plane to ship the coach to London, and the palace gave out the impression that they didn't really want it. I guess the Queen has a lot of coaches in the Buckhouse shed. A palace spokesman made it clear that the new coach had not been commissioned by the royal household, so it's really nothing to do with them. And yet Mr. Frecklington has an endorsement letter signed by the Lord Chamberlain's office. So you may ask why I'm talking about it again today. Well, it was meant to be a gift, as I said, for Her Majesty for her 80th birthday, and she's now 86. Has been raised yet again by Senator Faulkner at the Estimates Committee hearing because the coach is still in Sydney and Mr. Frecklington has asked the taxpayer for another, wait for it, another $5 million. The Prime Minister's office says it's nothing to do with them. And I quote a spokesman, any further matters to do with the coach are to do with Mr. Frecklington and the palace. So there. Now, on the line now, a man, like you say, is a rare breed in more ways than one because he's actually seen the coach. He's the National Convener of Australians for Constitutional Monarchy. Professor David Flint, good afternoon again.
Good afternoon, Darren. How are you?
I'm very well.